Owner of Ponte Vedra-based Kilishi Investments, Mark Farrell, is acting as a consultant on the Texas company shipyard's proposal. The plan is based on renderings he drew up in 2013, he says. Farrell is also partnering with a Texas company, Presidium Group, on a Jacksonville luxury apartment complex near the St. John's Town Center. He says the company's CEO decided to also take on the shipyards during a recent visit.
So what he did is he took what I had, kind of as the foundation of it, and then expanded it with, you know, some additional features.
Farrell says the city lacks an iconic structure.
Everyone says, oh, Golden Gate Bridge. Oh, St. Louis Arch.
So the plans call for an observation tower with two floors of restaurants. It would be named Sea Glass Tower, with the hope people would associate Jacksonville with...
Oh, Sea Glass Tower.
The tower would be futuristic in the shape of a sail, adorned with stainless steel and glass, and could be lit different colors. It would also be the tallest building in the state. Farrell says it would draw more people and tourists downtown on a consistent basis instead of just for events. That's why the plans also include the Art Museum, Convention Center, Hotel, and Aquarium.
Every day, there's someone running through downtown in that entertainment district. And then you can start throwing restaurants and bars and things like that, the retail stores.
The proposal also includes chipping in money to cover what the city can't pay for cleaning up contamination in the area. Earlier this week, Jaguars owner Shad Khan's Iguana Investment Company unveiled its plans to redevelop the shipyards. A third proposals developer has not returned calls for comment. The city won't release details of the proposals for 30 days or when a firm is selected. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.